Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. One of my favorite emojis is the bicep flex one. Do you guys know the one I'm talking about? It has like the cool little like muscle flex arm. There is something about that emoji that just makes me go, oh yeah, that's right, we got it. And I love adding it to my texts. It is the emoji for strength. Strength is something that applies to so much more, you guys, than just our physical strength. And although that does seem like the first thing we think of, it really applies to so many areas of our lives. We need to have God's strength to be our source for all we do and how we live. Our batteries seem to run low, and we definitely have limits. My husband laughs at me because when I lay down at night, like I lay down and you guys, it's like a matter of minutes and I am out cold. I'll be like laying down. He'll be like, no, don't lay down. Oh, you lay down, because I fall asleep so fast. And he knows that once I'm in bed, my brain is done, but not God. His strength never, ever needs to go to bed or be rebooted. It never runs out. It never is weak. It is fully there all the time. So we are talking about Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, then how do I go about living in that strength? Like, how do you live in that kind of truth? And I am somebody who loves having like a system or an organization to something when I'm doing it, using it, putting it together. Like I love order. Like it's actually one of my top five values. I need like order and structure. And a few years ago, I went through a really dark circumstance, and it was nothing short of God's endless amount of strength that got me through. I was a living example, you guys, of 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 that says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Yep, that was me. I was beyond weak, and it was only by his strength that I got through. My world was completely upside down. I couldn't find my own strength for nothing. And it was all Jesus every day getting me by. And as I watched Jesus carry me through on his strength, I began to see a way. It was almost like I was constantly being hooked up to this Jesus strength IV drip. And I could see it kind of pouring into all these different areas of my life. And so I really began to take note after I kind of came out of this cloud of darkness. I really wanted to make sure that I really was able to grab hold of what I really feel like God showed me during that time, because I really truly was living on nothing but his strength. So as I said earlier, this word strength applies to so much more than just our physical bodies. Right? When we think about the word strength, I know that it the first thing that pops up is probably like the thought of doing a workout or lifting a weight or something like that. But you guys, it really does apply to so many different areas of our lives. And I feel like there were five areas that God really revealed to me that if I could really intentionally focus on his strength in these five areas of my life, it would be as though I was kind of on this like IV drip of his strength. And the five areas were spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, and relational. And so I want to share the kind of the depth behind each of those five categories and how we can really use God's strength in them to help us really live this life that He's created for us to live, that is full of purpose and joy and fulfillment and love. And it's not supposed to be full of exhaustion and depletion and frustration. That's not what God has designed for us. So let's start with the spiritual. God doesn't want to just be part of your life on Sunday. So when I'm talking about your spiritual life, I am not talking about showing up at church on Sunday, sitting in your pew, singing the song, you know, tuning into the verse and, you know, what Pastor Ryan's saying, and then tuning out for the rest of the week. This spiritual part of your life is something that really needs to be there every day. And I know that we are all in different seasons. I have had seasons where I have like a 5-minute quiet time. And then I've had seasons where I can have like a 45-minute quiet time. And maybe some of you are in a season where you can, you know, pick a day and have like a 2-hour deep dive into like a verse. So God is amazing and He's awesome. And He obviously has not given us a rule that says, you know, this many minutes count as a quiet time and this many minutes don't. He has said, I just want relationship with you. I want to be your source of truth and strength and love and all the things. And so that spiritual strength for me looks like a quiet time in the morning. And I do it in the morning after I pack lunches, after I take the dogs out to go to the bathroom, and after I get my cup of coffee, because I need to have just a little bit of time to get my head screwed on straight for the day, right? We do not know what is going to be coming at us for the day. And I feel like I need to kind of get armored up. I need to get strong. I want to be prepared. I want to be turned in the right direction. And so I do my quiet time in the morning. And then typically too, it's not the only music I listen to, but a lot of times I've got worship music on in the car or at home when I'm cooking dinner. These are all things that we can use to strengthen our spiritual relationship with God. Okay, the next one, physical. And you guys are going to think, oh, she's just going to talk about working out. I'm not talking about just working out. There's a lot of pieces that fall under the physical part of strength. You know, if you are not getting enough sleep, there's Google it. You'll be amazed, or you might be scared. I'm not really sure which, but there is so much science behind if you do not get enough sleep, the things that happen in your body. So part of being physically strong is making sure you're getting the rest that you need, right? We kind of have fallen into this belief that sleep is like this extra. It's like this glorious extra that, you know, you have to earn and, you know, maybe get a few hours of. You guys, sleep is an absolute necessity. It is not an extra. So sleep is huge. How you fuel your body. Now, I love dessert. I love all things sweet. I think I've got more than just one sweet tooth in my mouth. I have a lot of sweet tooths in my mouth. But what do you use to fuel your body? Are you eating good? Are you eating enough? Are you eating, you know, are you balancing out some of that sugar with some good, healthy eating? How are you feeling your body? Water. Are you getting your water? Do you guys know that they actually recommend that you need to drink half of your weight in water? For some of you, you're like, no problem. For others of you, you're like, oh, I drink maybe one cup a day. Half your weight in water. It makes such a difference in everything in how you do when you drink water. And getting up and getting ready for the day. I know during COVID it was so tricky. Like everybody just wanted, you know, business on the top, party on the bottom. You know, you show up for your Zoom call, whatever. But you guys, there is something about getting up and getting yourself ready for the day that just screams to the world, I am ready and I am here for it. So when we are talking about, you know, the spiritual strength, we're talking about having that relationship with God and growing it on a daily basis. When we're looking at physical strength, we're looking at all these things like sleep and rest and movement, and we're looking at fueling our bodies, taking care of our bodies. Okay, the third is emotional. This is something that in our current day and age, we are either over or we're under. I feel like when I talk to people, people are either not aware of their emotions and not dealing with them, or they're over aware of their emotions and letting them just run them rampant. But we need to have strength in our emotions. God gave us these emotions as a tool for us to use. They're a signal for us. They signal us when we're happy. They signal us when we need to be scared and afraid. They signal us when we need to be cautious. There is a purpose for all of these emotions. And so we don't want to squash them down, but we also don't want to let them just have free reign and run wild in our lives. And so, you know, being strong emotionally doesn't mean not being emotional. It means having those emotions, feeling those emotions, experiencing them, and using them for what they were designed for. All right, mental. This one kind of encompasses a lot. Being mentally strong, okay, that could pertain to managing your home, managing your job, managing your money. And believe it or not, I really believe under kind of this mental strength also comes knowing when you need breaks and having those routinely scheduled into your life. I really believe that Jesus gave us those gifts, those talents, those hobbies, those interests, not for us just to stick them on a shelf, but he gave those to us for us to be able to enjoy them, to use them, to have fun with them. And so as you're trying to work on that mental strength of maybe getting things organized and managed at home and managed at work and, you know, maybe managed in your finances, don't ignore that place of also a hobby and fun and interest, because we need that. Our soul needs that to kind of restore and regroup and refresh. All right. And the last one is relationships. Strength in relationships. And I'm talking to women here. Women, sometimes we are not so good in the relationship category, right? We do pretty good in the mom category. We're pretty good usually in the wife category. But man, when it comes girl to girl, can we just be honest and say we kind of struggle? Like, we all talk about wanting these ideal friendships, and yet when we go out to do them, we're not really doing them the way we're supposed to be doing them, right? Like, we don't want to be judged, and yet we sit there and judge. We don't want to be gossiped about, and yet we sit there and talk about other people. This is something that across the board for women is something that is so difficult. And we try to find our ways to get around it. We try to use all the certain words so that we don't have to feel bad. But you guys, being strong in your relationships is that ability to bring who you are, who God created you to be, into that friendship and relationship. And then being able to accept who God has created those women in your life to be and accept them for who they are. And when we all are able to do that in a group dynamic, it is amazing the things. I just had a meeting a couple Sundays ago with a team here for women's ministry. We all got together. We're working on an event, and everybody's personality and temperament was different. And you guys, it was one of the most beautiful rooms of women I have ever sat in, because I could see all these different temperaments and personalities, and yet every woman came with this open heart. We were all there for the same purpose. We all knew our strength of what we were there to bring to the meeting. And it was amazing to sit in that room of women. I was so honored to be in there and to watch these women interact and to see them come together, all their strengths and talents. It really is amazing. And so women, I'd love to encourage us to be better. I know that sounds so cliche. Be better. But we have a lot of room to be better. And I would love to see what God does when we make that initiative to be better. So I want to bring this back full circle. How do we live doing all things through Christ who strengthens me? And from my personal experience, I just wanted to share these five areas with you and how God kind of rolled them out in my life and showed me how to kind of live in this daily way that I feel like I am living every day in His strength. Every day is not perfect, but we don't expect any day to be perfect, right? We expect it to have its issues and to have its trials. But when you're doing it in God's strength, it doesn't suck the life out of you the way it does when you're doing things on your own and in your own strength. So I hope that you guys might be able to take some time and kind of reflect on this. Maybe write down these five areas, do some self-evaluation and see where you're at. Maybe just pick one area to work in, or maybe pick one thing in one area to work on. But if you see me around church, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear what God is always teaching you and showing you. Thanks for giving us a listen. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.